But I just need to add a few to that. And also, firstly, thank you all again for coming and letting us share this with you. I think my dance moves get a little bit better, Carolyn, but not every time. The main people we always have to thank is our funders, and just to make sure that I don't leave any out. Obviously, we've mentioned that we're very well supported here at the Daphne Dupre, but also this time round, we've actually had money from the Faculty of Music, which we're very, very grateful for. And we also get support from the Scaludi Foundation, the Henry Smith Charity, and the Mark Armitage Trust. Anyone else out there? And the Squire Foundation, which is more for London, though, that's why. Anyone who knows of any other people who'd like to support this kind of work, please, please let us know and get in touch with us. The main people, I think, to thank are this amazing, whatever they are, theatre company, the choir, a group of incredibly creative people, because every single word and every single note has come from this group. So, again, a huge thank you to all the people who've come every week to feed into this. There are a few that weren't able to be here today, that started off with us through illness and other things, aren't able to be here. So we're grateful to all of them and to all their ideas and creativity. Obviously, these fantastic students who've given so much time. And Carolyn and John, thank you again for an amazing, amazing project. I mean, every time I can't believe you go one step further and, you know, kind of gather more ideas. So, yes, a big thank you to everyone. And I think you're stuck in the back, Elizabeth, but Elizabeth is going to just let everyone know about an opportunity that's coming up with the Creative Dementia Arts Network.
Thank you very much, Charlotte. And that was the most marvellous, wonderful performance. So congratulations to everybody. I'm Elizabeth Mills. I'm from the Creative Dementia Arts Network, the network of people who are working with people with dementia in all the creative arts. That's not only music and dance and drama, but also the more sedentary type of visual arts like painting and drawing and pottery and weaving and so on. We have a conference every year. This year it's on the 14th and 15th of April, and we're encouraging not only those who are interested in working in a way as a profession in this format, but also to encourage those who have a diagnosis of dementia and those who care for them to actually come along as well and learn all the other things that they might like to do. We are looking particularly for people with dementia who might be willing to actually talk about their experience of Turtle Key and participating in this wonderful 9-week exercise. So if you are interested and willing to come along on the 14th of April to tell us about your experience, then please can you just come and have a quick word with me and give me your name and contact details. So thank you all very much indeed, and congratulations to everybody for a wonderful performance.
You sing along from the beginning to the chorus.
One, two, beginning.